Welcome and thank you for joining us. At Worship Harvest, we believe that we are a movement of the gospel, discipleship, and mission. And we are committed to catalyzing spiritual, social, and economic renewal in our immediate communities. And as a result, the world. Here is this week's teaching.
Let's give us a testimony.
A testimony, wow. Hey, I have very many testimonies, but Apostle, on Sunday, this Sunday, in the floor service, a gentleman walked in with many bottles of alcohol.
Hey.
And he just came to surrender them to Jesus. He said, I am tired of drinking this thing. I've brought these things. They are right here. I want to receive Jesus. So I'm there preaching, and then a person puts up their hand.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready to receive Jesus.
With their many bottles.
With their bottles right there in the service. And so I'm thankful to God that many of the things that you've prophesied, the wind is blowing sinners into the church to receive salvation. So that's a testimony I'm really, really excited about, because I know that whoever the Son sets free is free indeed. Yes.
So today is MC party, and because it's my birthday,
yes,
I want to send some birthday cake to the, how many MCs? To the top five.
Five!
Most, the other time, what did I send?
I think top most.
I sent pilau.
Yes.
But pilau. Did the people receive my pilau?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So this time I'm sending cake to the top five engaged MCs online.
MCs, you know what to do, especially those from Worship Harvest Makere.
No. Now, here is how you lose.
Hey.
Putting fire emojis, emojis. You have to be commenting with the content of what we are discussing. This thing of filling the YouTube channel with fire emojis, you're not going to get any cake.
But or I writing promise the you, word cake and dancing.
Because it's my birthday, cake is coming. And so it's not about fire emojis. You have to show that you are engaging with the content being discussed today.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, last week, we started by talking about faith.
Oh, yes.
And we're talking about faith above all.
Yes.
Ephesians 6:6. Ephesians 6:6. It's 6:16, not 6:6. 6:16, sorry. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, I want to tell you that we are going to be starting a new series this Sunday.
Oh, yes.
And it's called Uprising.
Uprising.
Yeah. Yes. Faith to move your mountains.
Hey, oh, yes. So I like it already.
I can guarantee you that in the next 1 or 2 months, unless you move churches, you're going to be a very different person.
Come on.
In a very good way.
Yes.
And so I want to invite you to invite your friends, non-churched people, believers, non-believers, friends, enemies, frenemies, in-laws, outlaws, yes, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, all
everyone
of those.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I believe that God is speaking to me about this issue of faith.
Yes.
And when one day I was just reading my Bible, you know, like normal reading, yes, your version.
Yes.
You are supposed to be in Ephesians 6.
Mm.
And then I came across this verse. Above all, taking the shield of faith. So what hit me, even though I'd read it many times, was the above all. I'd never seen the above all. And that taking the shield of faith is an above all.
Yes.
Above all.
Yes.
Like, if you're going to lack anything
in life,
in this life,
yes,
let it not be faith. Because it says this is the victory that overcomes the world,
even our faith.
You know, and I was just this morning reflecting on the different aspects of faith, because I think it's going to be an explosive series.
Yeah.
And things like, you know, faith is simply a response to grace. If you disregard grace, your faith can't work.
Yes. Yes.
It's like faith is like drilling the ground for water.
For water, yes.
But if God doesn't put the water there, you can drill all you want.
It is in vain, yes.
We know that in Uganda we are drilling for oil.
Yeah.
Not everyone is drilling for oil. Why?
Uh-huh.
It's not there.
It's not there.
Yeah.
It's not in every place.
Yeah, and faith without works is dead. So if it's there, you had better drill for it.
Yes.
But you must believe it's there and you must drill for it. But for you to believe it's there, it must be there.
It must be there, yes.
Because grace provides, faith receives.
Yes.
Now, the first problem with a lot of people's faith is just
grace.
No, grace. They think God is mad at them. They think God is the one out to steal, kill, and destroy. They think God... Yeah. It's like they've switched God and the devil.
Yes.
It is the devil who is out to steal, kill, and destroy. And people... One of my friends was having very bad dreams about... someone was having bad dreams about him and they were sending them all these dreams and what. Mm-hmm. And I just told them it's going to be okay. Look, whether you are having dreams or not, here is what you should know. The devil wants to kill you.
Oh, yes. you don't need dreams.
You don't need a revelation. You don't need to... No.
It is in his nature to destroy
that one
you.
Is established already.
Yes.
Now, without faith,
how
are you going to deal with that? So faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Okay?
Yes.
He says, whatever is born of God overcomes. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And then he says, and this is the victory that has overcome.
Yes.
Our faith.
Yes.
Okay. Is it too quiet in here? Or is it?
We are getting the message.
So, this is the victory that has overcome the world.
Even our faith. Our faith.
So, really, going around without being established in the word of faith is living very dangerously.
Yes.
Yeah, very dangerously.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm very excited about bringing the word out, faith.
Uprising.
To y'all.
Yes.
Yes. What do you say? Say something.
No, I really like, especially what you started with last week, telling us that faith is above all. And then the scripture you used, I remember you explaining that faith is like the foundation on which we build everything else. That if we don't have faith, then we are... Our walk, the Bible says that the just shall live by faith.
By faith, yeah.
That is the way we live as the people that are justified, as the people that have been called by God. As believers, we are believers. It is a faith. So the just shall live by faith. So it's impossible for us to live life in Christ if we do not have or live our lives purely by faith. So that's the thing that is running through my mind.
And that scripture I quoted of John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
But I have come, that's Jesus, that they may have life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
So really it's a case of which side do you belong to?
Yes.
The guys who belong to the devil's side, their portion is to be
robbed, killed,
steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
The ones in Jesus' boat, their portion is life abundance.
In its abundance, yes.
Exactly. So there's no need to fear.
Yeah.
And then we looked at 2 Peter 1.
Oh, yes.
Verses 5 to 7.
Yes.
2 Peter 1, 5 to 7. Uh-huh. Read
but
for
also us. For this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith.
Exactly.
Virtue. Yes.
Giving all diligence, add to your faith. In other words, the faith is what is there first.
Foundation, yes. It is.
Before you add virtue, knowledge,
self-control,
perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, love. All those are to be added to faith.
Yes.
So if you don't have faith,
yes,
all these additions you are building on no foundation.
Mm.
A even those buildings that are not built on strong foundations. Mm-hmm. So the wall is dancing a little bit and having breakdowns with cracks in. So you don't want to live a cracked life.
Yes, yes.
If you don't want to live a cracked life, add to your faith.
Yes.
You know, some people think that living a good life, being a good person generally, that is... Now, that, there is value in that.
Yes.
There is a reward for righteous living.
Yes.
But living a good life does not protect you from the devil.
Mm.
Yeah. Someone was going through some trials and they said, God, what did I do to you? Because they felt they had
lived a good life.
A good life. No.
That they don't deserve any form
of... That whatever they were, and now that's... They thought it was God doing it. They don't know.
The adversary, the enemy is out there.
So, don't be one of those people who is like, I'm just a good Christian. I don't want to disturb the devil. And he will also not disturb me. That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
So, add to your faith.
Yes.
And faith comes by hearing by the word of God. Faith is primarily from the word.
Yes.
And many other things that we'll look at through time.
Yes.
Living, peace, joy.
Yes.
All of those are contributors to how your faith works. Because faith has to be active.
Yes.
That's why the other month we're looking at faith speaks.
Yes.
Faith believes.
Faith acts. Yes.
Faith overcomes.
Yes.
So we are continuing this general theme of faith in MC Life because I see you overcoming.
Amen.
I see you living in victory.
Amen.
I see you casting poverty down.
Amen.
And rising up in true prosperity in
Amen.
Christ. I see you casting off sickness.
Yes.
I see your life longer
Amen.
Than what the devil thought
Amen.
It would be.
Amen.
I see you rising up in strength. You
yes.
know the Bible talks about strength.
Yes.
I see you strong.
Oh, yes.
I see your ministry growing.
Oh, yes.
I see your MC multiplying.
Yes.
I see your MC bulging.
Oh,
I see your MC people standing outside in the corridor, outside the door because the room is full. I see your location packed to the capacity. I see you starting other services because the services are full.
Yes.
I see you healing the sick.
Oh, yes.
I see you cleansing lepers,
oh, yes.
raising the dead.
Oh yes.
I see you performing miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see miracle money coming your way. Not in small amounts,
yes.
but in abundance.
Yes.
Oh yes. Why? Because
you're
a person
Jesus.
Of faith.
Yes.
I see you clothes, new clothes. Someone
yes.
is getting new clothes.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Right now, someone is getting new clothes. A lot of them,
thank
a lot of
you,
them.
Jesus.
Look, you either believe and receive or doubt and do without.
I receive it.
Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
I see you walking in favor, unprecedented favor. I see you getting visas into your passport. Maybe your passport has been rejected before. Now I see you with several visas. I see you boarding planes. I see you going to countries. I see your altar calls. There are people in front of the altar. You make altar calls and people walk forward.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, that's the oil you carry. That's the anointing you carry. The are healed. The sinners are saved.
Yes.
The oppressed are delivered.
I believe it.
Yes. I see you living in peace.
I receive it.
Oh, yeah. Sickness falls
yes.
off your body right
in the
now.
Name of Jesus.
By faith. By faith.
Yes. Yes.
It's not
yes.
about
yes.
being
yes.
a good person. It's
yes.
about believing the
yes.
word of God. It's
yes.
about
yes.
following
yes.
the
yes.
word of God.
Ma
it's about being a warrior
ma
in the word of God. It's about fighting.
Yes.
You know what Paul said?
Uh-huh.
Fight the good fight of faith. Faith is a fight.
Yes.
Faith is a fight.
Yes.
You know, we are not even called to fight the devil.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah, we are called to rest.
Yes. Yes.
The fight is of faith. How many times in the scriptures do you see Jesus wrestling against the devil? You will go. No, I won't. You will go. No,
no,
I won't.
Please, no.
No.
Actually, in most cases, he left before he even said anything.
Ah!
Yes.
The devil was always there negotiating.
Yes.
Have you come to destroy us before our time?
Mm.
Since you are not following the rules. You've come too quickly. You've come for us too early. Why aren't you following the rules? You are the one who set them.
Yes.
Yes. The devil is always done negotiating. But someone has been deceived into thinking you are at the mercy of the devil. No, the devil is at the mercy of you.
Oh, yes.
The devil is at the mercy of you.
Yes.
Because you are taking a hold of worship harvest this coming 2-3 months. I want you to take hold of this thing called faith. And see what happens to your life.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you. People are going to do astounding things.
Yes.
The number of people you thought you'd lead to Christ this year, you're going to have to keep doubling it and doubling it. Because you suddenly realize everyone around you wants to get saved.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you're listening to me. You don't preach and people don't get saved. Well, the moment you start speaking, they want to get saved.
Yes. Yeah.
Your program is the one they want to watch.
Yes.
Your sermon is the one they want to listen to.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're a carrier of favor from the throne of heaven.
Yes.
Faith.
Yes.
Faith. Your marriage is the best.
Yes.
By faith, your marriage will be the best version of itself that you have ever had.
Yes.
By faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just follow Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So, are we ready? Okay. Yeah. So, now let me get into today's topic.
Oh, wow, Apostle.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. We were just establishing the... the ground.
I like the establishment of the ground. I hope you've invited all your friends. You've shared the link from the introduction. You can tell we have switched gears. So please get all your friends onto MC Live right now.
So today, because it's my birthday, I want to share about faith for life. Faith
for life.
Yeah. Faith for life. Hallelujah. Okay. Read for us Psalm 91, 14 to 16.
Psalm 91, 14 to 16.
Yeah.
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him.
Papa bless you.
Hey.
You are not responding. Uh-huh. Have you set your love on Jesus?
Oh, yes.
Have you set your love on God?
Oh, yes.
What has he promised to do?
Therefore, I will deliver him. He will deliver me.
God delivers you from every evil work.
Amen.
Is the scripture 2 Timothy 4:18? Try 2 Timothy 4:18. Yes. Read it.
And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work.
Read it with such intensity.
And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work.
How much evil work?
Every evil work.
I refuse the evil one to succeed against you, not even once.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
This one, you're winning. The other guys have nil. You can, it's not that win of 4-1. No, but you considered one, but you won. No. Nil.
Every evil work. Yes.
Yeah. That's his intention.
Yes.
His intention is not for the devil to succeed sometimes.
No, not
at
all.
And then the angel to pull it off sometimes.
Not at all.
No. No. Every evil work.
Every evil
work. Whether that's sickness, whether that's human beings.
Yes.
Whatever it is, whatever system is trying to introduce evil into your life, the Lord will deliver you.
Yes.
And what?
And preserve me for his heavenly kingdom.
Exactly.
Wow.
Especially those of you who are serving in the kingdom.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
You know, Bill Johnson once said something that, you know, sometimes when you're in ministry, you think, oh, the devil wants to kill me. The devil wants to come for me. Look, the devil already wants to kill you.
Yes.
But he said something interesting. He said, where do they deploy the most security? In the army. Which people walk around with more security?
The most important.
Yeah, the most senior army. You are, yes. The more security is allocated to you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
If you're a location pastor, don't think that any of your members has more angels than you. It's not possible.
Hey. Thank you, Lord.
I think about it.
Yes.
Is it the Inspector General of Police who has more escorts, or is it the traffic officer on the road who has more escorts?
Apostle. It is the IGP. I've understood. Yes. The higher the rank, the greater the security.
Yeah. Why do you think that heaven has just left you to whatever? No, my friend.
Not, yes.
That's why there are people you should never touch, because you know what you're dealing with. You don't know what you're dealing with.
Mercy.
Yeah. You, everyone looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like those officers, if they all removed their uniform and they just were with boxers and a white t-shirt, they would all look the same. You wouldn't tell who is a general, who is a brigadier, who is a private.
Until you start tampering with one.
But they don't operate as human beings. They operate as officers in the office.
Yes.
It is the office that makes
gives them the security.
It's not the individual.
Yes.
When that individual steps out of that office, they don't go with all the benefits
the
of that office.
Of the office, yes.
Yeah, when Colin Powell retired from being the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff,
yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. He went from being heavily guarded to driving his Volvo by himself.
Wow.
And one time it broke down on the freeway.
Wow.
Yeah, and some guy on a bike is an who came and rescued him.
This
is four-star, the guy who coordinated all those wars around the world.
Yes.
He could only drive around in his Volvo. And a biker had to rescue him when the thing broke down.
Wow. Wow.
So don't think it's about people.
Mercy.
So even you, don't be there thinking, anyway.
So preach.
I will deliver him.
Wow.
I will deliver him.
Yes.
Psalm 91. I will deliver him. Yeah. And what next?
I will set him on high.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. 14. 14. I will set him on high because he has known my name.
Are you born again?
Oh, yes.
That means you have known his name.
Yes.
Where are you going to be set?
On high.
You see, some people, they have false humility. Even when God is trying to elevate them, they try staying down.
I'm sorry, God, what?
God wants to give you money, but you want to maintain your poverty mentality.
Please.
You think your poverty makes you holy.
I receive the money, please. Thank you, Jesus.
God wants to grow your location, but you have few people because you think that few people will make you humbler.
No, please. Apostle, far. Few people, Apostle, few people are not good.
He says, I will set him on high.
Wow.
I will deliver him. You see, God doesn't do half work. Deliver is taking you from the negatives. Those who want to harm you, poverty wants to get into your wallet.
Yes.
I don't know what all the problems, sickness wants. That's deliverance.
Deliverance, yes.
Takes you from negative 250, whatever you want, to zero. But God doesn't leave you at zero.
Oh,
he goes ahead and takes you from the negatives all the way into the high positives. I'll set him on high. What happens when your account is considered to be on high? Does the bank manager?
Apostle.
You see, the presence of high means that there is low.
Yes.
Yeah. So there is a low account balance and there is a high account balance.
Apostle.
There is a low attendance.
Apostle.
And there is a high attendance. There is low productivity.
And then there is
high productivity.
Yes. I receive high attendance.
I will set him on high.
I'll set him on
When you're set on high, what kind of transport do you think you would have? You know, when you're high, people...
Also.
When you're set on high, are you visible or not?
Hey, of course you're visible. They can see you from a distance.
Why do I feel like people are not even...
Apostle, who are those?
So when you want your low life, no one knows you exist.
Apostle.
That's not God's idea for you.
No, Apostle.
Yeah, when your church is set on high...
Hey, is the reference point, yes.
The other day I was coming from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And... I was trying to clear some goods through.
Oh, Apostle, I'll be there. I will be there.
Through customs.
Mm.
See, we are good people. We pay our taxes.
I like it.
So Pastor Julius was there helping us fill in. What took a long time. Mm-hmm. I wish they had a faster system. So eventually. The lady is working on the thing. Saying, you said these are for church.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah, they are for church. What church? Mm-hmm. He said, Worship Harvest. Worship Harvest?
Mm-hmm.
That church is everywhere.
Hey, everywhere.
Apostle, you should have invited us in that office to shout, hey, everywhere.
Yeah. And you know, I was asking, have you been to? No, they have never been to Worship Harvest, but they, I've seen it everywhere.
Hey.
And so we were inviting them to church, and the lady was like, I work Sundays, what anyway. So I left them in the hands of Pastor Julius, who by the time he left, they had given their lives to Jesus.
Oh, wow, Pastor Julius, wow. Pastor Julius.
But let's continue.
Also, no, that testimony, we can't just continue like this.
Hey.
Apostle, yes.
And I imagine this person is saying we're everywhere. We haven't even started.
Hey.
We haven't even started, but it looks
Apostle.
Like... Anyway, let's continue.
Even the
next verse.
Good.
Next,
even the
because I'm supposed
good.
We are supposed 15. To reach verse 16, you man.
Apostle. He shall call upon me.
Uh-huh.
And I will answer him.
Who will answer?
God will answer.
Uh-huh.
I will be with him in trouble.
Uh-huh.
I will deliver him and honor him. Oh wow.
Can you imagine when someone is trying to bring trouble into your life? And then they see that you are there seated with God. You go to their office with God. Yeah.
Ah.
Because they are trying to create trouble. So you go and knock. Who's there? Mose, come in. And then God is with you. Because he said he will be with you in trouble.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
I will deliver him and honor him.
Honor him.
Yeah. I don't know why this is coming out strongly, but someone... Yes. He redeems your life from destruction. Your life is not for destruction.
Oh, yes.
Your life is not for destruction.
My life is not for destruction.
Just embrace faith. Whatever it is that has happened in your life that is causing you to think you are in a position of disadvantage, cast it out.
Yes.
Embrace faith and know.
Yes.
That God has made provision for your life.
Yes.
Let's go to verse 16.
verse 16
says,
"Oh, apostle, with long life."
With what kind of life?
Long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
You know when you live life until okuse, you know you satisfied. You know, have you ever, you know, when we were young and we were in the village.
I like your story.
We ate all sorts of things. Potatoes, matoke, cassava. We had avocado trees, so we had avocado,
jackfruit.
Dodo,
yes.
Jackfruit.
Yes.
Beans were very frequent and common.
Yes.
And, you know, all of that. But meat wasn't very available.
Scarce.
Yeah. When my mom bought meat, you'd be sure that meat,
yes,
one, you couldn't eat it in one meal.
Yeah. You had to last keep
so it was
for
first
as long
prepared a certain way.
Yes.
And then you only ate during dinner, supper. And you would get only one piece. Yeah. And the pieces were not like the ones you find in what is Pastor Kathy's restaurant? Urban Refreshment. No. These were small pieces and with a lot of soup.
Yes.
So it's fine, you'd eat some on Wednesday evening, then on Thursday evening, then on Friday evening.
Keep the meat experience going.
The one which Pastor Angela eats in one meal, you would eat it like 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And then there would be soup left for her to add to her food for
many days.
So when Christmas came,
yes,
23rd was for pork.
Hey.
I don't know how people agreed in all the villages that 23rd was for pork.
Yeah, even in our village.
So you would wallop pork.
Yes.
24th was for offals.
What a transition. Apostle.
And then 25th was for everything combined. Beef, chicken, pork, offals. So we would eat until your stomach is like a bowl that has been inflated. Now imagine like a small boy who goes around with flat. But this one time, it's like you have kwashako. There is solids inside. It will be so that even when you try to lie down to sleep, it's uncomfortable.
Wow.
Now imagine that instead of food,
it's life.
It's life, yes.
Life. Abundance of life.
You know, you would never imagine that my cousin and I, we were together in the village, that they would ask you if they should add you anything, and you say no. No way. That was impossible. But my friend, you would eat until they ask to kuongere. Now imagine you live until God says, can I add you? Yes, and say, no, please. No, please.
Take me home, I'm dead.
Yeah, you're like, this life is killing me. No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. With long life. You know, like Billy Graham.
Yes.
He kept waiting to die for like 15 years. From his last crusade. He even wrote a book, Nearing Home.
Wow.
Expecting to die. The book came out, and then he stayed around another more than 10 years.
Wow.
The man died just a few months shy of his 100th birthday.
Wow.
The gospel.
Yes.
The gospel.
Power of God unto salvation. Yes.
You see, nowadays, you know, and I'm all for healthy eating. My wife is a healthy eater. By extension, I think I am.
Yes.
Jonathan Shuttlesworth said something.
Yes.
He said that Jesus never healed anyone by telling them to adjust their diet.
Apostle.
Now, I'm an ardent fan and supporter of Dr. Kasenene.
Yes.
And we should adjust our diet. Yes. Those of you who are watching me who are getting excited, please.
Apostle, no, I am excited.
But I want you to know that we are talking about divine health. Not a naturally induced life. Health,
yes. And the Spirit gives life to your mortal body. Yes.
Billy Graham didn't live 99 because he was eating lettuce.
Hey.
Neither did Oral Roberts live 92 because he was eating lettuce. Okay. Neither did Queen Elizabeth live to 90 what? Was it 96? Because she was eating lettuce. Neither did
Kenneth Hagin.
Kenneth Hagin was what? 85, 86? 86. John Wesley, 87 or 89? In the 1700s, when people used to die in their 30s, 40s, he buried everyone that he thought would succeed him, died when he was still around.
Oh, wow. Divine health.
Divine health is your portion. In the name of Jesus, in this church, people shall die of old age.
In the name of Jesus, I receive it. Yes. Oh, wow.
Now, let me show you why I'm going on and on with this. Yeah, he said, I will start trying and show him my salvation.
Show him.
It's one thing living long with a lot of problems. No, it's another living long with all the benefits of Jesus' death and resurrection operational in your life.
Oh, yes.
You live long and peaceful. Long and joyful. Long and wealthy. Long and your relationships are great. Long and prosperous. Long and strong. Long and adding value to people. You wake up and you still have whatever to go.
Long and joyful.
Child of God, that's your portion.
Amen. Amen.
That is your portion.
Yes.
Oh yes. It says, he by the same spirit shall give life to your mortal bodies.
Mortal bodies, yes.
Yeah, that's Romans 8:11. He shall give to your life
to your mortal bodies.
But if the spirit of him raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. He makes sure you understand he's talking about your mortal body, not the one that you'll get at the rapture.
Yes.
Through his spirit. Life comes to your mortal body not through vegetables. Through the Holy Spirit.
Through the Holy Ghost who dwells in me.
Now, vegetables also contribute to their side.
Yes.
But I'm talking about divine health.
Wow.
Now, let me show you.
Wow.
As I think about this, the Lord brought to my memory a scripture.
Yes.
Hebrews 2:14-15. Let me show you the contrast. Because you might not be thinking about this seriously.
Yes.
But I want you to think about it seriously. So I'm going to give you overwhelming evidence to cause you to think about it seriously.
Yes. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says, inasmuch as then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood,
that is us,
he himself likewise shared in the same.
That is Jesus.
Yes.
He also shared in the partaking of flesh and blood. Living in a body.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death.
Through
death.
Death. Jesus destroyed the devil.
Him who had the power of death.
Now, before even we go to the next verse.
Shekata.
Do you know why Jesus lived a short life?
So I could live.
So that you could live a long life.
Apostle.
It is scripture.
Yes.
Do you know why Jesus' body was hurt?
So that mine.
So that you could
whole.
Be made well. That's 1 Peter 2:24.
24, yes.
Do you know why Jesus became poor?
And I might
2 Corinthians 8:9. That you might be made rich.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 5:21. Do you know why Jesus became sin?
Sin that he might become
that you may be
made
the righteousness of God in him.
Yes.
So do you know why Jesus died young?
Ah. so I could live
so that you could live long.
Long life. Wow, Apostle, wow.
Think about it. Jesus, with all the faith he had and his knowledge of God, he could have lived up to 200 years.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He could have lived up to 200 years.
Yes.
But that wasn't the assignment. The assignment was to
die young.
So
I could live long.
So he could give long life to those who were destined to die young.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Apostle, this is a good message. Yes.
But let's go to verse 15.
Hey. Verse 15. And release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
The fear of death is the source of
all bondage. Wow. Wow. Yes.
Why would anyone fear a rat?
Apostle, I think it might hurt them. It's scary.
Why is it scary? What is scary?
They fear that it might pass on some germs.
Scary is rooted in the fear of death.
Yes.
Why do people fear heights?
They might fall down and die.
Because they think you might fall down and die. Why do people fear speed?
Because they think you might crash and die.
Why do people fear water?
Because they think you might drown and die.
So you don't know that. That's why I want to convince you to fight for this thing.
Masheta, yes.
Because the root of it is what has everything else.
Wow.
All bondage is rooted in the fear of death. That's why when he died to release us
from that bondage.
From the fear of death. Now, what is the opposite of fear?
Faith.
So, the opposite of the fear of death is faith for life. So, if you want to be released from a lifetime of bondage,
yes,
you must embrace faith for long living. It's not a casual subject for you to say, I think this is a good one, maybe I'll try it out. No. The absence of it unleashes all other kinds of bondage into your life.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Now, I'm sure people are understanding.
Apostle, I'm understanding. Mashatalabazekata.
Now, let's go through a raft of verses here, because our time is running. Psalm 27:13.
Psalm 27, verse 13 says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Used to have a song about this. I would have lost heart unless I'd believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the land of the living. I would have lost heart unless I'd believed. So I would have lost heart. How do you lose heart? When you do not believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord. Where?
In the land of which one? Living. This one here.
It's not even about seeing the goodness of the Lord. It is believing.
Believing.
Even if you're going to see the goodness of the Lord, because God has decided for whatever reason, someone is praying for you, someone sowed seed for you, you're a believer in Christ, and he has already decided, this one, I'm going to give them a good life.
Good life, yes.
You'll lose heart still
if you don't believe.
So you will be living in the land of the living where you should be experiencing the goodness of the Lord, but you're living with a loss of heart.
Oh, wow.
Heart failure.
Wow.
Do you know that the leading cause of death in America is heart disease? And the world over, people think it's cancer. It's not cancer. Cancer is not the leading cause of death. It's heart disease.
Wow.
And the less faith there is, the higher loss of heart.
Loss of heart, yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Think about it. Wow. Now, that is not you.
No.
You shall not lose heart.
Amen.
Because you believe
in that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Now, if I was in the studio, I would be a little bit more excited than right now. Yeah. These are precious promises.
Yes.
These are great and precious promises.
That through these,
we become partakers of the divine nature. I would have lost heart unless I believed.
Wow.
I want you to believe.
Yes.
That you will see the goodness of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In this land.
Yes, yes.
Of the living. Psalm 116, verse 9.
Psalm 116, verse 9. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living.
Everyone say, I will walk before the Lord.
I will walk before the Lord.
In the land of the living.
In the land of the living.
I will walk before the Lord.
I will walk before the
Lord. In the land of the living.
In the land of the
living. I will walk before the Lord.
I will walk before the Lord.
In the land of the living.
In the land of the living.
That's your destiny.
Amen.
The ever so popular Psalm 118, verse 17.
118. Verse 17 of Psalm says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
I shall not die
but live.
And then I have a purpose for staying
for
around.
Staying alive, that is to declare the works.
Look at Exodus 23:25-26.
Exodus 23:25-26. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless
your bread and your water.
Uh-huh. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you.
Why? Your bread and your water is blessed. That's why you pray before you eat. It's not a ritual.
Yes.
It's a cleansing prayer.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And next
verse 26 says, no one shall suffer miscarriage,
uh-huh,
or be barren in your land.
Uh-huh.
I will fulfill the number of your days.
Shout, my number is high.
My number is high.
It shall be fulfilled.
It shall be fulfilled.
Look at Deuteronomy 5:33.
Oh, I love it. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 33. You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live and that it may be well with you,
uh-huh,
and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess.
Say, I will prolong.
I will prolong.
Now, here they say there's a number. Now, then here he says you can even prolong the number.
Ah. Wow.
Proverbs 3:1-2.
Proverbs
3:1-2
says, my son, do not forget my law.
That's the word of God.
But let your heart keep my commands.
Where are the commands?
They're in the word.
In the heart.
Yes, in the heart. Yes.
For
length of days and long life and peace they will add to you.
Add. In other words, the other number that was given.
Yes. I can add to it.
The commands of the Lord can add.
Keeping the word in my heart, yes.
Okay, people, I think I believe in
you. Ashekata, yes. An uprising in the heart.
Proverbs 10:27.
Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27 says, The fear of the Lord prolongs days.
Prolongs.
Oh, wow.
In other words, the thing was as long as there, then you prolong
it. But the years of the wicked will be short.
If I were you, I would be believing totally this thing.
Yes.
That my days are being prolonged.
Yes.
My years are being added.
Oh yes.
Let me give you one last one and we pray.
Yes.
One last one and we pray. Are people ready?
Yes, yes. Oh yes.
Meanwhile, I'm sending cake to the top 5 participating MCs. I hope they'll tell us who they are.
Yes.
Proverbs 9:11.
Proverbs 9:11. Chapter 9:11 says, "For by me your days will be multiplied."
Now we have left prolonging.
Hey.
We are multiplying.
Yes. "For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added
to you."
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That is wisdom. Years of life.
Life will be added to me.
Faith for life. I want you to believe God for a long, prosperous, rich, strong, healed, divinely sustained life.
Yes, yes.
That is your portion.
Oh, yes.
So as we celebrate my birthday today, that's my prayer for you. Thank you, Father, for everyone watching MC Life today.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As the years of their life, so shall their strength be. The older they grow, the stronger they become. Moses died when he was 120 years old. His eyes were not dimmed, nor his natural vigor diminished. So shall be the people on this broadcast. Thank you, Lord, that there is a prolonging of days according to your word. So shall be for the people on this broadcast. That there will be a multiplication of days and an addition of years. So shall be for the people on this life, you satisfy them and show them your salvation. They shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. All the days allotted to them, none shall be removed, but they shall fulfill all the years and then prolong and add and multiply. And it shall not be a sad ending but a grand stay on earth and impacting the world with the gospel of the kingdom of God. So we bless you. I bless you.
Yes.
Every one of you. May you live long, purposeful, healthy, rich, relationally healthy lives.
Yes.
Having impact every single day. And may you lack nothing good as long as you live in this land of the living.
Yes,
shall not lose heart because now you believe that God gives it to you. Amen. Papa bless all. There are people who need to get saved.
Yes.
Invite them now.
Yes, even as we talk about faith for life here on earth, there is faith that you need to have as you hear the word of God. Not only to have a good life here on earth, but to have eternal life that begins here and continues for the rest of your days here on earth and after the earth. And that life only comes through Jesus, for he says that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And so right now I'd like to invite you watching us right now, and God has convicted you, the Holy Spirit has convicted you to come to the Father so you can have and receive eternal life right now that will last you the rest of your eternity, so you can get born again. I'd like to invite you to say these words after me, to repeat these words after me, because the Bible says you believe in your heart unto righteousness and you confess with your mouth unto salvation. I'd like you to say these words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Today I receive your life. I believe that you're the Son of God.
I believe that you're the Son.
And I confess today that I am born again.
And I confess today that I'm born again.
Lord, fill my heart with the Holy Spirit.
Lord, fill my heart with the Holy Spirit.
And give me eternal life.
Give me eternal life.
That I will live with you from now on.
That I will live with you from now on.
Until I come to glory.
Until I come to glory.
And even after I come to glory, that I'll be with you forever.
That I'll be with you forever.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you just prayed that prayer, you are born again. Welcome to the family of God. Would like you to contact us on this number, +256 +25 775 642 449 +25 775 642 449 would like to walk this journey with you so you can continue having faith for life here on earth, because your eternity is guaranteed because you're born again. Amen and amen. Amen. Welcome to the family of God.
Amen. Woo-hoo! Now I'd like everyone here in studio and wherever you are to lift your voice and pray in the Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit. Just lift your voice and pray in the Spirit. For there is a feeling right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for filling us with good things. Your word declares you fill, He fills my mouth with good things and renews my youth like the eagles. God is filling your mouth with good things, with the right words, with words from heaven, and renewing your youth like the eagles. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, everyone on the broadcast, wherever you are, if you are suffering from any kind of sickness, we're talking about faith for life.
Yes, yes.
And I refuse you to die from sickness in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So whatever sickness it is, big or small, I want you to put your hand where the sickness is.
Yes.
And I'm about to pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
For freedom from all affliction. All affliction. So Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For everyone watching us right now.
Yes, 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 yes.
I speak freedom to you from all affliction, any kind of sickness,
yes,
any kind of disease. I command it to leave your body, to leave your mind, to leave your soul, to leave your economy. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I speak wholeness. Be healed. Rise and be healed from whatever sickness wants to shorten your life. I stop it. I refuse it. I curse it to its very root.
Yes.
And declare blessing over you.
Yes.
Favor over you.
Yes.
Faith over you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, be filled by the Holy Spirit. Speak in tongues. Start prophesying. Start having dreams and visions.
Yes. Yes.
Of things to come.
Yes.
And may your eyes be open to the word of God, that when you next open it, you will see the mysteries of God hidden in it. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. I command supernatural provision. Supernatural provision.
In the name of Jesus.
To the degree that you lack nothing good.
Yes, yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. Wow.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this teaching. We hope that you've been blessed by the Worship Harvest Sermon Series. For more teachings and other resources, visit www.worshipharvest.org or call 0393-281-555. That is 0393-281-555.